It's time for the Passion to Profits Weekly Tip with Megan Tull, providing powerful business tools and strategies that will allow you to turn your passion into a highly profitable business that you love. Here's Megan.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of your Passion to Profits Weekly Tip. My name is Megan Tull, your host for the show. And today we're going to be talking about something that's really essential to building a successful business, which is having a strategic plan. It's hard to accomplish anything without a plan, whether you're coaching a soccer team or cooking a meal for a dinner party or running a small business. You need a strategic plan. So a strategic plan looks at all the things in your small business and what you can do, right? And it narrows it down to the things that it's actually good at doing or the things that are going to really be revenue generators, right? So a strategic plan also helps business leaders determine where to spend their time, human capital, and money. So how should small business owners approach a strategic plan? Well, there's so many hundreds of thousands of books out there talking about the topic, right? And you've probably read many of them. But I'm going to simplify this process for you today because I know that it can be very overwhelming and daunting. So I'm going to break it down so it's easy for you to tackle. So I've created a 5-step process in creating your strategic plan. So the first one is you want to determine where you are. And sometimes this can be harder than it seems because we want to see ourselves as we want to see them, not how see ourselves versus how others actually see us, right? So for an accurate picture of where your business is, you want to conduct an external and internal audit to get clear on understanding of the marketplace, your competitive environment, and most importantly, your organization's strengths. Okay, the second step is to identify what's important. So this is where you want your focus to be in your organization over time. Now there's so many different things to deal with on a day-to-day basis with your business, right? So it's all about really focusing on the right things. And this will help set the direction of your company over the long term. And you really want to define your mission, your market, your consumers, your products, and the overall vision of where you want your company to go. So from this analysis, then you can determine the priority issues, the issues that are significant to the overall well-being of your business and the things that require the full and immediate attention of your team. And your strategic plan should focus on these issues. So the third step is to define what you must achieve. So these are your expected objectives. And you want to clearly state what your organization or business must achieve to address those priority issues. Okay? And then the fourth step is to determine who's accountable. This is how you're going to get where you want to go. So you're not doing all of the work, but you have your team working based on their strengths on the different areas that are essential to focus on. So the strategies, action plans, and budgets are all steps in the process. And this is how you're going to know where you're going to allocate your time, human capital, and money to address the priority issues, to really help achieve the defined objectives. So setting expectations, everyone knowing what they're responsible for and how they're going to achieve the defined objective is key. Last but not least, we have step number 5, which is review, review, review. So once you have your strategic plan created, it doesn't mean, it's set and go and you don't have to look at it again. It's so important to refine the process, right? So you want to make sure that you hold regularly scheduled reviews of the process. So whether it's monthly, most often it's quarterly, where you're going to get together, you know, talk about what's working, what's not working, and refine your strategy or process. So a brief form. It's a very simple form, just to kind of give me some background information about you and your business so I can best serve you during that session. And once we receive that back, if everything looks good and it's a fit, then you'll go ahead and have an opportunity to schedule a time that works for you for your session. So again, that's megantull.com/strategy session to request your session with me. So I hope you take advantage of that amazing offer. And I encourage each and every one of you that are listening to be courageous, take inspired action, and share your gifts with the world. I'll look forward to having you join us next week for your next Passionate Profits Weekly Tip. And until then, take care and much abundance and prosperity to you. Bye-bye for now.
This has been your Passion to Profits Weekly Tip with Megan Tull. Megan provides corporate training, business coaching, and keynote speeches to propel you and your team to peak performance. To receive more business tips or information on Megan, visit megantull.com. That's megantull.com.